Hello everyone, Christ is risen. This is Father John on Bright Friday. Here are the thoughts on the lectionary for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's reading was from John's chapter 2, verses 12 through 22, which reads as follows. After this, he went down to Capernaum. He and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. And said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign shewest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now first, regarding the Passover, in his book on the four Gospels, Vladika Verki observes that only John gives an account of all three Passovers in which our Lord participates over the 3 years of his ministry. He also observes that the casting out here is different from the one in the Synoptic Gospels, that is, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And here we have to understand that this actually took place twice, once at the beginning of his public ministry and another at the end of his public ministry. As I had promised that I would mention, if I used other books, I would tell you. So I'm not sure if I've mentioned that one or not. But if you're interested in it, that book I just cited from or quoted from is Archbishop Averke's The Four Gospels Commentary on the Holy Scriptures of the New Testament, Volume 1. It's available from Holy Trinity Seminary Press. You can also get it in a Kindle version if you're interested in that. Okay, so then we wanted to concentrate most in this passage, I think, on what he says when they ask for a sign. He says, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And here again, Vladika Verki says, it was proper for the Lord to speak of his body as a temple, since his divinity came to dwell in his body through the incarnation. Since he was in the temple, it was especially appropriate for Jews to speak of his body as a temple. After that moment, whenever the Pharisees demanded a sign from him, he answered that they would receive no other sign than the sign of the prophet Jonah, the three-day burial and resurrection. So he was, right from this point, speaking of his resurrection, which of course is an excellent thing to reflect upon for during Bright Week. And also, we want to think about the idea of temples. We had talked, and the indwelling of God within us. We had spoken earlier in the week when we referred to chapter 1 of the Gospel of John, that when it says that I have a migraine today, so I'm speaking kind of backwards. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We had said that the word eskenosei was used there for the word dwelt, dwelt for eskenosei, which comes from the Greek word skini, meaning tent or tabernacle. So our Savior here is referring to his body as a temple. And as we just saw, Vladika Verki explains that the union, the hypostatic union, that is, that the two natures being together, God and man, in one divine person, our Lord Jesus Christ, that's justified, of course, and that makes perfect sense that he refers to it that way. We also see that St. Paul, in the first epistle to the Corinthians, says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" And here it's important to understand, of course, that our Lord is the Son of God by nature, while we're sons of God by adoption, by participation. And we have to, in order to participate in that grace and become sons of God by adoption, that is, ourselves temples of God by participation, we have to clean our own temple, right? They destroyed the temple of his body, and he arose again on the third day. We, despite our sinfulness, can seek to make ourselves temples of God, just as St. Paul says. And because of our various passions, our Lord, out of love for us, will cleanse our temple, just as he did the temple here. He will allow us to have various afflictions. He will allow us to go through difficult trials, precisely so that by these trials we may be purified. By these trials and through this through suffering in this manner, we will be able to repent and realize the folly of our ways and to embrace the life in Christ. And through embracing the life in Christ and becoming a temple of God, a son of God, by participation, we may also partake in his resurrection. May our risen Lord, who came to cleanse the temple at the beginning and end of his ministry, cleanse also our temple, so that the Spirit of God may dwell within us, and we may behold his resurrection on the last day. Amen.